Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the cost of the state taking over private hospitals for 3 months is estimated to be in the region of €300 million. The government should consider it making it mandatory for the public to wear face masks in certain settings, according to a leading immunologist. Expectations of a deal on government formation being done this week are fading. It comes after a number of sticking points emerged at the weekend. A car believed to be wanted after a hit and run in County Tyrone has been located in Donegal, and we'll hear from the new mayor of Derry City and Strabane, Councillor Brian Tierney. He was elected at a virtual AGM last night. And later in the bulletin, at around about 5:15, we'll have the sports news. A very good evening. The cost of the state taking over private hospitals for 3 months is estimated to be in the region of €300 million. The Department of Health has also confirmed that no cost-benefit analysis was carried out before the decision was made to bring the hospitals into public use. The deal's been criticised as the full capacity of the private hospital sector wasn't used. It led to a row at the Dáil's COVID committee today between Sinn Féin TD David Cullinan and the head of the Department of Health, Jim Breslin.
This wasn't a good deal, both in terms of patient care and taxpayer perspectives. It's hard to disagree with that, given that there was no cost-benefit analysis and you only utilised less than 50% of the capacity.
I tell you what that sounds like to me. That sounds like a fire alarm went off and we sent four fire tenders to put out the fire, and people are now saying we only should have sent three. I'm very happy that we sent four fire tenders, because what if it needed more than three?
There's been another drop in the number of people claiming the pandemic unemployment payment. 543,200 received the payment today. That's down 36,200 on last week. 20,200 people received it in Donegal, 1,700 fewer than last week. In addition, there are over 57,000 employers registered for the temporary COVID-19 wage subsidy scheme, while 214,700 people were on the live register at the end of April. Meanwhile, women returning to work from maternity leave will be able to access the temporary COVID-19 wage subsidy scheme from the 12th of June. Last week, the Department of Finance announced that women returning from adoptive or maternity leave are eligible for the scheme. Their pay will be backdated to the 16th of March, in line with other employees. Elizabeth Canavan from the Department of the Taoiseach confirmed the date of access today.
This will be implemented from the 26th of March, where applicable. The change being made will allow for consistent treatment with other employees who were on the payroll on the 29th of February. The system updates to support this change should be operational from the 12th of June 2020.
The government should consider making it mandatory for the public to wear face masks in certain settings, according to an immunologist. A study published in the Lancet journal shows the use of masks can reduce the risk of spreading the virus sixfold. Meanwhile, Brigham Women's Hospital in Boston halved the number of cases of the virus among staff when it insisted employees and patients wear them. Professor Luke O'Neill from Trinity College says it's about changing people's attitudes.
You'd have mandatory signs around the place. Maybe 50% go along with it. That's still a high number. That will decrease the spread by 50%. So the notion of mandatory doesn't mean locking people up or anything like that. You know, it's kind of a human behaviour thing.
The Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation has been reassured that more information will be provided on coronavirus infections among healthcare workers. It's held a remote meeting with the Health Minister today to discuss why almost 8,000 staff have caught the virus. INMO General Secretary Philney Hay wants more details to be made available.
We're looking for, are there patterns, whether it's community, whether it's hospital, are there patterns? Where are the infections highest? Why are they highest? We need to scrutinise the information, and we may very well need independent scrutiny of the information, is what we have said to the Minister. The most important thing is that we put measures in place to prevent an infection rate of healthcare workers that is extraordinarily high.
Expectations of a deal being done this week on government formation are fading. It comes after a number of sticking points emerged over the weekend. With the latest, here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
This evening, a plenary session of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and the Green Party negotiators will try to reach agreement on some of the areas of policy to finalise for a programme for government. There are large areas of agreement already between the parties, with the low-hanging fruit parts of negotiation having been wrapped up pretty quickly. But that's led to a number of sticking points emerging that are proving harder to work out. Among them, the planned rise in the pension age, how the next government will build houses amid a dispute over the Land Development Agency, and how to reduce emissions in agriculture, as well as the future of transport in Ireland. At some point, the most difficult issues will be sent upstairs for the party leaders to try and deal with. Independent TDs the parties also want on site have also been told they'll be going into the process on Thursday or Friday. A deadline set for the end of this week now looks optimistic, with plenty of issues still to work out. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
A car believed to have been involved in a fatal hit and run in Tyrone has been located in Donegal. A 21-year-old man lost his life in the incident, which happened on the Minatloy Road near Castledurg on Sunday. With more, here's Owen Murphy.
In a statement, Detective Inspector Michael Winters said that working with their colleagues at An Garda Síochána in Donegal, they've now recovered a black BMW X5, which they believe was involved in the collision. The vehicle was located at an address in Donegal yesterday evening and has now been recovered to a PSNI establishment for a forensic examination to be carried out. Police are subsequently following a definite line of inquiry in relation to the collision and hope to progress their investigation in the near future. They are, however, continuing to ask anyone who has not yet spoken with police but who witnessed the collision or who has dashcam footage of the collision to contact detectives in OMA on 101.
The new mayor of Derry City and Strabane District Council is Councillor Brian Tierney. He took over the reins from Sinn Féin's Councillor Michaela Boyle at the council's AGM last night. The new deputy mayor is DUP Alderman Graeme Wark. Addressing members via a live YouTube feed, Mayor Tierney said campaigning for increased investment for the North West would be his key priority for the year ahead, with a particular focus on the North West. He pledged to be a mayor for each and every citizen in the district.
Members, throughout my time as mayor, I intend to put a huge amount of my time into encouraging and in fighting for as much investment in this city and district as we can. This is a critical moment. As mayor, when it comes to investment in this city and district, I want to preside over a turning of the tide, not another false dawn. I'll work day and night to ensure that the people of the North West aren't let down again. There have been some signs of progress, but we still have a long way to go. I would have preferred that we were further down the road in terms of securing our city deal and expanding our university and moving all of our strategic projects to the next stage. The focus for the British government, the executive and council over recent months has been on fighting the COVID-19. That has meant that those conversations have been put on hold. As mayor, I intend to pick them up again. Pausing these projects because of a pandemic can't simply mean that they are permanently postponed. None of us can allow that to happen. I intend to bang every door that I can in Belfast, Dublin or London to make sure that we have a strong case put forward for investment in Derry and Strabane. If the opportunity arises, I will travel wherever I have to ensure that people across the world know that Derry and Strabane is open for business, and I will welcome visitors to our beautiful council area. I will continue the work of previous mayors with our partners in Donegal to promote the North West region as an investment area for governments on both sides of the border. Bringing about recovery in our city and district and across these islands requires all of us to work together. Our people have risen to the challenge of this pandemic. It is now our job to rise above past differences and build a future for everyone who calls this place home.
And that was the new mayor of Derry City and Strabane addressing members at a virtual AGM last night. Meanwhile, the UUP councillor Chris Smith from OMA is the new mayor of Fermanagh and OMA District Council. He was also elected at a virtual meeting which took place last evening. There have been a number of incidents of criminal damage across Donegal in the past week. Gardaí in Letterkenny, Milford and Buncrana have made separate appeals for information about the incidents. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
Gardaí in Letterkenny are investigating an incident of criminal damage that happened at Callan in Drumcane on Wednesday night last at around 20 to 12. Two windows at the rear of a property were smashed with stones. Gardaí in Buncrana are meanwhile investigating a car damage incident which happened in the early hours of Thursday morning last between midnight and 8 a.m. at St. Egney's Terrace on the Cockhill Road. The damage was caused to the bonnet of the car and all along the driver's side of the car. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Milford are appealing for assistance in relation to an incident of criminal damage that occurred at a house in Moyle in Milford at some stage between 10 a.m. on Saturday and 1:30 p.m. on Sunday last. A number of windows were smashed on the house at the front side and rear, with substantial damage caused to the property. Anyone who may be able to provide information in relation to any of these crimes are being urged to contact Gardaí.
The president of Letterkenny Institute of Technology has given reassurances that extensive discussions are ongoing to determine how the college can safely reopen in September. Any student who's applied to LOIT for the current academic year is being encouraged to take up their place as normal. The college is expected to take in 1,100 first years in September. President Paul Hannigan says they're spending a lot of time coming up with viable solutions.
You know, there are meant to be guidelines coming out this week specifically for higher education from the department in terms of a return to work protocols there. We're implementing the protocols that were given out a fortnight ago, and we're implementing those for people that are back in the building at the moment, and we're very conscious of that'll have to carry on into the next academic year. So, but I suppose from the point of view of students coming here in September, I would be saying to any student who is applying to college and wants to come to college, come ahead, come on ahead. We will provide the best possible solution we can to the circumstances you find yourself in, and we're very anxious that people would take up their offering and take up their place. And, you know, we're very conscious of the contribution students make to the social life of the town as well. So we're doing everything we can to try and balance that and to make sure we don't have a situation here where there's nobody in attendance and nobody contributing locally as well. So all those questions, we're grappling with them and trying to deal with them at the moment. And just to reassure people is that we are spending a lot of time at this. This is the main issue that's dominating all agendas here at the moment.
An investigation is continuing into a weekend assault in Inishowen. The incident happened in Muff in the early hours of Sunday. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
Two males were walking along the pathway close to the Church of Ireland on the Burnfoot Road in Muff when they met a male and a female coming towards them. A verbal altercation took place and it turned physical. One of the males was assaulted by the male they met and he was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital by ambulance. He sustained bruising and cuts to his face and hand and broken teeth. The male and female were observed getting into a taxi afterwards and made off in the direction of the border. Gardaí are appealing most especially to the taxi driver in this case to come forward with information or to anyone who may have been in the area at around 2:50 a.m. and who witnessed the incident. Bunkranagh Gardaí can be contacted on 074 932 0540.
An Inishowen councillor has hit out at those responsible for littering at beaches and beauty spots over the bank holiday weekend. Gardaí from the Bunkranagh district described some of the beaches on the peninsula as having been left in a deplorable state with rubbish after people flocked to the seaside over the good weather. Councillor Jack Murray says there's a major ongoing effort locally by Tidy Towns committees to keep the area clean, and this is an insult to the work they do.
I saw the photos the Gardaí posted online of beaches in Bunkranagh absolutely destroyed with litter. It's extremely angering for people in the local community. I was out for a walk on Saturday morning and I met dozens of Tidy Towns volunteers who were out giving up their day in the good weather to make Bunkranagh absolutely immaculate. And then within such a short space of time, a crowd of people just showed complete disregard for all the work that they had done and left their rubbish all over the beach. And it's an insult to them, and it's just a disgraceful behaviour when you think about the time now that more volunteers and council staff will have to spend cleaning up that mess. It's just totally unacceptable.
And we don't often get the good weather. It does put a dark cloud over it when somebody or individuals litter lovely spots like Bunkranagh.
It is. The good weather obviously gives everybody a huge boost. It has everybody in great form. And the same as all the Tidy Towns, they were out to their own in the best of form out and they had the town absolutely immaculate. So I can only imagine how those people feel. They give up so much of their time picking up litter and cleaning up after others to realise that in such a short amount of time it's just been littered again. It's just absolutely disgraceful.
It's approaching 16 minutes past 5 o'clock and time for the sports news this evening. The American college football game, which was to have been played at the Aviva Stadium this summer, has been cancelled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Navy and Notre Dame were due to open the 2020 season in Dublin on August 29th. Almost 40,000 US visitors had booked to travel here for the game. Instead, the US college's football season opener will be staged at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis in the US. The English PFA's Deputy Chief Executive Bobby Barnes is hopeful that Borussia Dortmund winger Jordan Sancho will escape punishment for his display of solidarity with George Floyd. Floyd died of asphyxiation after his neck was knelt on for several minutes by a white police officer in the US last week. Sancho was one of a number of players who paid tribute or carried messages of support on their kits for Floyd at the weekend. That could lead to a UEFA punishment, but Barnes hopes this particular issue is looked at differently by those in charge.
They're asked to be role models, and for me, what greater sign as a role model could you actually show than to actually use your platform as to say, well, look, I've seen something that I believe is wrong, and I support any efforts that can actually be made to wipe out these injustices.
Meanwhile, Liverpool players took the knee in a gesture of solidarity to those protesting following George Floyd's death. 29 Reds players gathered in the centre circle during training at Anfield yesterday. Manchester United pair Paul Pogba and Marcus Rashford have added their voices to worldwide protests against racism. Nigerian forward Odion Ighalo has extended his Manchester United loan deal until January of next year. He joined on loan from Chinese Super League club Shanghai Shenhua at the beginning of this year. Queen's Park Rangers say they're appalled by plans to restart the English Championship season on June 20th. London club players have yet to return to full contact training. An FAI council member, Nixon Morton, has complained to FIFA and UEFA over areas under the current governance of the association. Morton is the school's representative on the council and wrote to the World and European body to raise issues around the expansion of independent directors on the FAI board from 4 to 6 and the mandatory retirement of council members that have served for 10 years. Premiership and Championship rugby clubs in England have been given the green light to return to training. Sessions will have to stick to strict health and safety guidelines, and the clubs must commit to that in writing to league bosses and the English Rugby Football Union. And finally, in motorsport, the 2020 Formula One season will start on the 5th of July in Austria. Back-to-back Grand Prix in Spielberg will take place over consecutive weekends. They'll be followed by a race in Hungary and then a second doubleheader at Silverstone in Britain at the start of August. All races will take place without fans. F1 plans to create a biosphere around each track. And that's the sports news. More sport tomorrow morning during the 8:30 news. The Cohir Look of the Inishowen Municipal District believes there is a real opportunity for rural parts of Donegal and Ireland in the aftermath of COVID-19. Many people in rural areas are currently working at home, an idea that was virtually unheard of before the pandemic. Councillor Martin McDermott says the crisis has shown that rural Ireland can play a major part in how the virus is tackled going forward. He says with the likes of public transport being a potential problem, the government should be focusing on building up rural Ireland's capacity.
A lot of these things that people said that couldn't happen in rural Ireland has happened. A lot of people that were in cities and big towns where a lot of the investment was, a lot of the work was, a lot of the emphasis was put on having these businesses in big towns and cities around Ireland. Now, during this pandemic, the emphasis moved to rural Ireland. They wanted people to move back to their own areas, move back to work from home. And I think that should give a great opportunity going forward, because public transport is going to be an issue going forward. Trains, buses, that type of transport will certainly be an issue with social distancing. And I think the government, and both the government and our local authority here, should take this opportunity now to make sure that we rejuvenate, rebuild and make more employment in rural Ireland. And I think this has given us a great, great opportunity to do this.
Because we do know that even a lot of people from, you know, the likes of Dublin, who are originally from Donegal, even came up here a number of months ago to work from home. They have been in rural parts of the country working from home fine for the past few months. And what you're saying really is to utilise that to build on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, the amount of money that it takes for these people and people in employment to travel to Dublin, to stay in Dublin, and a lot of their money is circulated in Dublin. I think there's a great opportunity now for that money to be circulated locally. I think that, you know, there could be bigger and better investment locally. If people were spending that money that's been spent in these larger towns, in the local community, in the local towns, in the local villages, I think that could be massive, massive for a county like Donegal.
Councillor Martin McDermott there. There are calls for an urgent meeting of Donegal County Council's subcommittee on the micro-redress scheme. Councillor Albert Doherty says there is now an onus on Donegal County Council to get the scheme off the ground, with latest indications showing the ball is now, he says, in their court. Councillor Doherty says there must be a final sign-off by council officials and an immediate briefing for the council redress committee.
I think it's imperative that we meet now as a committee. There's 12 members on the redress committee, and especially after the Friday night 29th announcement that the department and the government have signed off on the final details. That means the ball's been served into the council's court, and it's important that all members are briefed as best as possible to share with the electorate, because even at this late stage, there might be issues where we have still to be cautious as we approach the redress-seeking householders and have the proper brief for them.
Minister Phelan stated that the scheme will be 90% funded, but the 10% will be a cost that maybe homeowners might need to find in some cases. That will be quite a costly figure.
That's still one of the caveats that Sinn Féin see in this redress programme that's announced by the government. We have to welcome, surely, that 90% is a significant amount, and the 10% for many will also be a significant amount, and that's where we believe banks, financial institutions and the government still have a role to play.
Councillor Albert Doherty. A word from Aircom. There's been an issue at an Aircom facility in Ballybuffet. It means that many landlines are out of action at the moment in the west, in the Donegal area. Calls can't be made out on the landlines. However, they can receive incoming calls from mobile telephones. So if you have a landline, it's possible you will not be able to make a call out at the moment. There is a problem which is centred around Ballybuffet. It's affecting phones right across Donegal. And Aircom tell us they are hopeful that that issue will be resolved by around about 8 o'clock this evening. The latest round of post-Brexit trade talks have gotten underway today. The EU's chief negotiator says it's a crucial week ahead in terms of the bid to make tangible progress across all areas. Michel Barnier says a high-level meeting will take place later this month in order to take stock of progress. And finally, this evening, considerable damage has been caused to a property in Ballybuffet during a burglary. It happened in the Capri area in the early hours of last Thursday morning, sometime between 10 to 1 and 10 past 3. Considerable damage was caused to the back door and the frame in order to gain entry to the house. Nothing was taken. Garda Gráinne Doherty is urging anyone with information to come forward.
But just our appeal is to anybody that was in that area, if they observed any people, cars in the area, we would appreciate if they would contact us. And I know there was nothing taken. Well, it appears so far they're not aware yet. They're still checking, you know, around the house to see was anything taken. But it's good to raise an awareness, really. You know, I think we've had a number of weeks now where we haven't really had any burglary appeals, and it's good for people to be aware that this is, you know, maybe picking up again.
Well, the forecast will be dry with in most areas of the county for the moment at least, but low cloud and mist will continue to spread. Cloud increasing as the evening goes on with showers developing. Winds light at first will become moderate northwesterly. Tonight, showery rain will spread across many more areas of the region with drier conditions following. Overnight lows 7 to 10 degrees Celsius, fresh to occasionally strong north-northwest winds. Tomorrow it'll be much cooler and blustery with some sunny spells. Again, fresh to occasionally strong northerly breezes will mean temperatures struggle to get above 12 to 14 degrees Celsius. Sadly, big changes there in the weather. Let's take a closing look at the headlines. The cost of the state taking over private hospitals for 3 months is estimated to be in the region of €300 million. The Department of Health has confirmed no cost-benefit analysis was carried out before the decision was made to bring the hospitals into public use. The government should consider it mandatory to make for the public to wear face masks in certain settings, according to an immunologist. Professor Luke O'Neill from Trinity College was speaking after a study published in the Lancet Medical Journal showed the use of masks can reduce the risk of spreading the virus sixfold. Expectations of a deal on government formation being done this week are fading. It comes after a number of sticking points emerged over the weekend. There's a plenary session taking place of the main parties. And we're back with news again at 6. Good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 2nd of June. The death has taken place of Grace Friel, Laddin Fanad. Her remains will repose at her residence from 8 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Fanavolti, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and the government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, please. The sudden death has occurred at his home of Eric Cunningham, Ballybo Temple, Clohan. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. A service of thanksgiving will be live streamed on the Stranorer, Mean Glass and Kilty Vogue COI Facebook page at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if desired, to Kilty Vogue Parish Church or Clohan Day Centre, care of McCool Funeral Directors. The sudden death has taken place at his home of Jamie Bonner, Mean Bannad, Kincashla. His remains will repose at his home this evening. The funeral tomorrow in St Mary's Church, Kincashla, at 1 o'clock will be strictly private to immediate family only, please, due to HSC and government guidelines. Burial in Belcridge Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Dunlow Mental Health Services. The death has taken place of Sally Langan, 51, Massanus, Creasla. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, tomorrow morning at 11. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. In compliance with HSC and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place in Glasgow of Michael McBride, brother of Jerry McBride, Main Street, Remelton. His remains will arrive at St Mary's Church, Remelton, this evening at 7 to repose overnight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. In accordance with HSC and government guidelines, funeral mass and burial are private to family only, please. The death has occurred of John White, Drenan, Ballybuffet, and formerly of Kappa, Banshee, County Tipperary. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines regarding COVID-19, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live on St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon Facebook page tomorrow morning at 11, with interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, if desired, to cancer research, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Margaret McGee, Lunya Beg, Gwydor and Glasgow. Funeral will take place tomorrow. Due to government and HSE guidelines, the funeral is strictly private to family only, please. The funeral mass will be broadcast live on the Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. And the death has taken place of Vincent Houghton, Knockbrack, Mallon. Funeral mass tomorrow at 11 in St Patrick's Church, Ahatlay, Mallon, followed by burial in the adjoining burial ground. In compliance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private, please.